Good morning, everyone. We are continuing our topic of the halachas of mezuzah. Today we're going to discuss a sugya called Heker Tzir, which basically goes through the different criteria of where to place one's mezuzah, where on the door to place one's mezuzah, but not where on the door, but which side of the door. You know that we're brought up to being taught that the mezuzah goes on the right side. Where does that come from? The Torah says, "Uchsavtam," you should write the mezuzah on mezuzos beisecha, on the mezuzahs on the door frame of your house. Chazal darshan al mezuzos beisecha biyosecha, on the mezuzah as you walk in. And the Gemara darshan is that when a person walks in, and I'm not sure exactly what this means. We have to figure out if this is true in the real world. But when someone walks in, they will usually walk into the house with their right foot first. Okay. So the Gemara says, if you take a look at Yamar Makam, the Chiyakar Inish Karadi Yamina Akar, or maybe when it means like this, when a person starts walking, you get up, you start walking, you take your right foot first. When a person walks into the house, the right foot comes first. So therefore, as you enter into the house, you're entering on with your right foot first, the mezuzah should go on the right side of the door. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, even though when it comes to Hilchas Tefillin, there might be a difference between a righty and a lefty, you have to figure out the details. Let's say he writes with his right hand, but he does everything else with his left hand. Yeah, we'll get to that when we discuss Hilchas Tefillin. But there is such a thing called an Itur Yad, someone who does everything with his left hand. If someone writes with his left hand, and he does all malacha with his left hand, so then he bats lefty and he throws lefty, so then he will actually put the tefillin on his right hand. That's the halacha. But when it comes to mezuzah, even if a person is a lefty, he'll still put the mezuzah kedarko kol habatim, the way all houses put it up. Even if your whole family comes from a generation, from years of lefties, you'll still put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. So that's a given. That's everybody understands. That everyone agrees to. The question is, what becomes a little bit unclear, but we have to figure out a little bit of the details, is if someone's coming, the rule number one is that if someone's coming from a place which is not chayiv in mezuzah, i.e. the outside, and he walks into a makom that is chayiv in mezuzah, i.e. the house, uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha v'sharach, you have to put the mezuzahs, you have to write the mezuzah on the side of the door. So if you're coming from the outside to the inside, so then we know for sure you always go on the right side as you're walking from the outside to the inside. So you're walking from the outside of the house through your front door. So you'll that's outside is not chayiv mezuzah. It's potter from mezuzah. The inside the house is chayiv mezuzah. So as you're walking from out to in, from a makom ptur to a makom chiyuv, you put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. That's the halacha. That's what the Gemara says. Kichi akar inish karadi yamin akar. You put it on the right side of the door. The Gemara says something interesting. If you take a look at the second mar makom, you have it in front of you. Amar Yehuda Mashul be mezuzah halach acher heker tzir. By mezuzah, you go after the heker tzir. What in the world is the heker tzir? The Gemara says, my heker tzir, amarvada avkasa. Oh, it's an avkasa. So I don't know what a heker tzir is. I don't know what an avkasa is either. The Gemara does that sometimes. It tells you, what is this? It tells you another word. So what's that word? I don't understand Chinese. It tells you something in Portuguese. So like, okay, so I got to say it in English. So what's the avkasa? So Rashi explains, and the Mefarshim explain, we'll just jump to how we paskin lemaisa, and that is what we follow in terms of determining whether you put the mezuzah on this side or that side is you look at the door. Rashi basically says that if the door, but they would have the door not so much on hinges attached to the side of the house, but they'd have, I think there are doors still made like this, they have the hinges on the floor and on something attached to the top, and that's how the door would open. It would swing because it was attached to some type of circular metal piece on the bottom, coming up from the floor and from the top, and then that's how they would open and swing the door open. So depending upon where the swing happens, on this side or that side, that'll determine where you put the mezuzah. If the swing is happening on this side, it means you're opening the door this way, but the place where you swing the door is on this side, then you'll put the mezuzah on the side of the heker tzir. The tzir is that hinge upon which on the side of which the door swings. That's what the Gemara says, heker tzir. The Maisa, what we say, and this is what the Mefarshim say, the Mordechai Avadi says, as we find this in the Rishonim, is that the way we determine which side you put the mezuzah on is it depends on which direction the door swings. If the door opens up this way, as opposed to the door opening up this way. What do I mean? The door opens up. So if the door opens up inside, if the door opens up inside, then I assume that I'm going from the outside to the inside. Because the halacha is, you put the mezuzah on the place, as we discussed a moment ago, chsavtam al mezuzos beisecha, biyosecha. You always have to look, what is considered exiting and what is considered entering? You're always going to put it onto the right side of the doorpost, of the side, the right side, as you're entering into a room as opposed to exiting a room. That's always what we want to figure out. So how do we know if you're entering or exiting? So it's very simple. You come from the outside into the inside of your house. So you're going from the outside to the inside. You're entering from the outside. That's called entering. That's called going in. That's called knisa. So because you're going from the outside, come into my house, you're entering into the house. You put it on the right side of the door, right, as you're entering into the house. But now, you come into my house, you come into the house, and then there's a little hallway, not a hallway, a little foyer, I guess you'd call it, and you keep going. You keep going, you go a little bit further. So there's another Suras HaPesach, there's another mezuzos, there's another doorpost with a lintel on top, with a mashkof on top. So you're still entering into the house, so that's easy. Then you put it onto the right side also, because you're entering into the house. No one would call that exiting. You're still in the entering phase. By the way, as we walk in to our house, there's a closet right to the right side. So in that foyer, as you walk into the house, and then there's going to be another area where you have to put up another mezuzah, in that little space, what is it, about, I guess, 4 feet, 5 feet by 4 feet, the little closet on the right side. So do you need a mezuzah on the closet? So the halacha is you do not need a mezuzah on a closet, at least not on this particular closet, is because you don't enter into the closet. You put things in the closet, but there's no entering and exiting in that closet. So any closet that you have where you basically hang things, but it's not a walk-in closet, a regular closet, because there's no bia in yitzia, there's no knisa yitzia, there's no bia secha, so you don't need mezuzah at all. So you keep walking into the house. So now we already have two mezuzahs up. We know we put it on the right side because we went from the outside to the inside, so we've done a knisa. So what is Heker Tzir coming? Why does Heker Tzir doesn't play any role just yet? Now you walk a little bit further, and then there's a living room. You walk a little further, there's a kitchen, and you go to the left, there's a dining room. So now already, let's say between the kitchen and the dining room, how can you tell where you're going in from? And not only that, but it makes it even more complicated because you can go into the dining room both from the living room this way, or you can go from the kitchen this way. So now you're in the dining room. Are you entering from the kitchen to the dining room? Or are you entering from the dining room into the kitchen? If you're entering from the dining room into the kitchen, you put the mezuzah on the right side as you're going from the dining room into the kitchen. If you're entering, if we call it that you're entering from the kitchen into the dining room, then you put the mezuzah on the right side of the kitchen to the dining room. So how do you know what's entering and what's exiting? As you're coming from the outside into the house, the first door, you know you're entering. You go a little bit further, there's another door, you know you're entering. But now you go further into the house, there are a lot of rooms, Baruch Hashem, we have many rooms. It's not just one room where it's just you come in and there's one room and there's no other door. The only way in is through the front door. And the only way out is through the front door. And there's no rooms that open up one into the other. And there's no circular motion. So then it's pretty simple. As you enter further into the house, you always put it on the right side. As you exit the house, you will not put it on the right side because you always put it b'derech knisa, not b'derech yitzia. So therefore, we have to figure out when it's not clear what's entering and what's exiting. So then we have to figure out, well, how do you determine that? You understand the question? That's what we have to figure out. Now, before we figure out what Heker Tzir is, this is very important, Heker Tzir, but before we figure out, as we just said, where the door opens, there's actually another factor that goes in. So let's say you enter into a house, and it's a knisa. You put the mezuzah on the right side. You go further, put the mezuzah on the right side. And then, if you go to my house, some of you know my house a little bit, you go further in, and then I have an office in the back, not in the back, in the office in the back side of the house, to the right there's an office. Now that office is an inner room. There is no way out of the house from that office. There's no way out of the house from that office. In order for me to leave the house from that office, I have to leave the office and come out of the house. So therefore, if you have an inner room in your house that has no way out, you can't say that you're exiting into that room. You're always entering into an inner room where if you have an inner room where the only way out is out of that room, so then it's obvious that entering into that room is called the knisa, not a yitzia. So if you're coming from the outside to the inside, you put it on the right side. If you're going into an inner room in the house, of which there is no way out from that room except through the door in which you walked in, and you're always going to put it on the right side going in. See, that will happen always when you go upstairs. You go up, there's no way out. There's no way out upstairs of the rooms that you have upstairs, generally speaking, except through the hallway. You have a hallway upstairs, and you have a few rooms, a few bedrooms. So if you're in the hallway, so then you go into this bedroom, you go into that bedroom, you go into this bedroom, you go into that bedroom. So those bedrooms are inner rooms in your house. Because they're inner rooms, you always consider it, you're always going from the hallway into those rooms. Going to the hallway into those rooms. You're always going to put it where? On the right side, moving into those rooms. Now, in those cases, it doesn't matter which side the door swings on. It doesn't matter if the door goes in, if the door goes out. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all. That's not the determining factor of whether it's a knisa or a yitzia. In other words, imagine you have bedrooms upstairs where the door of those bedrooms comes out into the hallway. That's so common, but you can imagine. It certainly could happen. I think it probably happens very often. I don't know. No, it doesn't. Usually not.
You can't do it anymore because the fire regulation has to open in.
Has to open in. Oh, so now you can't do it anymore. That's a Jersey law?
A
federal law?
Not
building law, construction law.
In public places, it has to go out. Because of the fire rules, you have to go out. You have to let people out, not in.
The fire department has to be able to get the door open.
I thought it was that.
Okay, so machlokas acharonim. Machlokas acharonim. This is what happens when you have the left and the right, right?
Doors have to go out so that the peep crowds can go out. Check.
Okay, good. Good. So now let's understand. Remember, we're always trying to figure out which way is in. Which way is in? You're going to put the mezuzah on the right side. So it's almost a giveaway. It's almost a giveaway when you come from the outside. Coming in is going in. That's a giveaway. When you're upstairs and there's no way out through those rooms except through a hallway, so it's a giveaway that you're going into an inner room of the house. That's in. That's you're going further into the house and there's no way out through that room. So that's a giveaway. That's an in. So we've just knocked off basically 75% of the rooms of our homes. The front doors, we know we put it on the right side. And any room that's an inner room where there is no other way out except through the room in which you entered into it, so then, of course, you put it on the right side, moving in. So in my office, in the back of the house, I would put it on the right side as I'm moving into the office, because that's called the knisa. That's called the bi'ascha. The halacha of mezuzah doesn't go b'derech yitzia, it goes b'derech knisa from the lashon uchsavtem am mezuzos beisecha bi'asecha as you enter in. But now, we're not talking about upstairs, inner rooms, and we're not talking about going from the outside to the inside. We're talking about a dining room and a kitchen. Now, already, you can't say it's an inner room and there's no way out, because in our dining room, I can go out from the dining room through the kitchen, and then outside. I can go from the dining room through the living room and outside. So now you can't say it's an inner room, there's no way out. Obviously, what do you mean it's no way? If you're coming from the kitchen into the dining room, I can go from the dining room to the kitchen, I can go out the back door. Now it gets a little bit, we have to have some more criteria, some more rules in terms of determining, okay, it's not from the outside to the inside, it's not an inner room. So what's the next rule? What will be the next rule in determining which way is entering and which way is exiting? Okay. So the Gemara says there's something called Heker Tzir. You know what you can do? Which way does the door swing in? The Gemara assumes Heker Tzir means if you're swinging a door in, then that's the Knisa. If you're swinging a door out, that's the Yitzia. So imagine you're going from your dining. I know what you're going to say. I don't have a door between the dining room and living room. I understand. But let's just assume. Let's just get that out of the way. If you have a door, where the door swings from one side, from the door is going to go generally, not always, but the door will go either in, open in, or open out. If it opens in, that's called a knisa. Of course, that doesn't solve all the problems, and the truth is, that's not even the next criteria. That's the last criteria. I'll explain in a minute. But even if we had that criteria, we have swinging doors, we have sliding doors, and we have no doors. So it doesn't really, it helps us with a few of the cases, it doesn't help us with all of the cases. So let's imagine we don't have any door. There's no door, or there's a swinging door. The door goes in, the door goes out, there's no way. You can't say the door goes in any particular direction, or it slides. So there's no in or out. It goes back and forth, not in or out. So how do you determine? That's where we're at. So Rashi tells us how we determine it. I'll tell you. So let's look at the Gemara for just a moment. Gemara says, "Onu d'shmo mezuzah halach acher heker tzir." The Gemara says, "You go after heker tzir." What's Hecker Tzir? The Achronim explain, Rishonim Achronim explain, the way in which the door goes. The direction when the door, where the door goes in, the direction in which the door swings, that's called the Knesa. So again, that's going to help us with many cases where the door only goes in one direction. So the Gemara says, Hechidami, Kegon Piska de Bein Shrei Bati, Bein Bein Gavri Le Bein Nashe. Like the door that is that splits between the home for the men and the home for the women. What in the world is Rashi? The home for the men, the home for the women. Try to imagine, it's hard to imagine a home like this. But Rashi says, Adam Shecholek Beso. A man has a home and he says he puts a wall up in his home with a door in between these two rooms. He has one big room in his house, right? And he actually splits the room between with a door. And now both rooms have an exit door to go outside the house. When I grew up in Bar Park, so we had two doors. Whatever, this is where the house was built. You grew up, you go in through this door, or you can actually, 10 feet over, go into the house through another door. We ended up closing up that door. But there were actually two front entrances into the house. And one we never used, but there were two front doors into the house. Right? We tried to sell the house as two homes, but it didn't work. So, two front doors into the house. Now, you walk into the house, two front doors, but you end up in the same big room, right? You're in the same room in the front, right? You put a wall up in that room with a door in the middle. So now you want to know, okay, so to go from the outside to the inside, where's the mezuzah on the right side as you go in? But where's the mezuzah between the left room and the right room? It could be thought, we don't know. So Rashi tells us, Adam Shecholek Beso, why did he do this? He was holding meetings and business meetings, so he wanted his private space. And his wife was doing her work, and she wanted her private space. He puts up this wall with a door in between. And there's a door between one room and the other. And there's a Pesach from each room into the Rosh Hashanah. Now remember, why does he have to say that? Let's say there was only one door into the Rosh Hashanah, then what would you say? What would you know? You know that whichever door is the place of Rosh Hashanah, you'd always put it from that room to the other room, because that other room would be what? Would be the inner room. And then of course you know that it always goes on the right side of the inner room. But both areas have an exit to the Rosh Hashanah, or an entrance from the Rosh Hashanah. So you can't use that rule of the inner space. That's what Rashi's telling us. So you can't remove the rule of the inner space. And then Rashi goes further and he tells us, mezuzah is always as you enter, not as you exit. We don't know which one's the exit, which one's the entrance. So Rashi tells us, it depends which way the door swings. The door goes from the men's room to the women's room, then you're going to put it on the right side going from men to women. If it goes in from the women's room to the men's room, then you put it on the right side from the women's room to the men's room. Because we always consider the door in which the room in which the door swings into, that's called the entering into that room. But the Mordechai tells us, not yet. There's actually another factor that comes before which way the door swings. What's the other factor? So far we know two factors. You're going from the outside to the inside, you're going from an outer room to an inner room. There's a third factor that comes before the swinging, the direction of the door swing. What's the third factor? So the Mordechai tells us, Dafka ben gavri nashi. You know why the Gemara tells us between the men's side and the women's side? Sheshnehem ikar. They're both important. What does it mean they're both important? This is not a discussion about men's rights and women's rights. Both important mean they're both rooms are used equally. They're both They're both ikur tashmish of the bayis. They're both the main purposes. You use this room half the time. You use this room half the time. We have important meetings here. We have important meetings there. We sit over here and we sit over there. We relax over here. This is for relaxing and this is for work. They're both important. So from saying that, you learn that if one room was used more than the other room, then that's the ikur room. And then you say that the room which is not used so much is considered entering into the yom that's used more. The ikur tashmisha. What's more chashuv? What's more important? What do you sit more? We have a living room. We sit in the living room, the dining room, and the den. We use much more. So, and they're all circular. They're all moving one into the other. If that's true, so then you would say that moving from the living room into the dining room, which is used much more, or from the dining room into the den, which is used even more, you'd put it on the right side going into the area, which is ikur tashmisha. So the first thing, again, you hear where we're going. The first thing is outside the inside, makom tur, outside, to makom chiv, always the right side. As you come in, you step your right foot first, you go that way. And then, not just makom tur, makom chiv, you have two rooms, they're both chayiv, but one's an inner room. And what's an outer room? Well, obviously, you're going into the inner room. That's called entering. You're not exiting through that room because there is no way out. You have to come out of that room to leave. So you can't call that exiting. So you always put it on the right side, going into the inner room. Third thing, they're both not inner rooms. They're both central rooms. Oh, which room has ikur tashmisha? Which room is used more? Is more chashuv? Is more important? They're both important. They're both important. What are you asking? They're both important. I don't know which is more important. Is the kitchen more important? Is the dining room more important? Is the den, the living? They're all the same importance. Okay, so now we have to go to the next level. So the next level you would think is the swinging door. No, the next level is actually, there's a fourth level. The fourth level is not what's more important, but how do people walk? Well, what's the general, people come to us, what's the general flow of how you walk? You know, we have two ways to get into our dining room. If you actually go left, when you come in, you can go left and go through there. There's like a small entrance that to the left side, or you can go right through the kitchen into the dining room. Most of us walk. It's a central, I guess you can call it a little hallway. You walk straight, and then you walk into the dining room this way, and then you come out from the dining room into the den. So in such a case, because most of the flow of the way people walk is in a certain direction. So the way in which you walk is called the going in. If you generally walk into the house and the flow is going from this way, from the kitchen into the dining room, so then you'd put it from the kitchen into the dining room on the right side, from the kitchen into the dining room, because that's rov hilucho. Rov hilucho. So basically the way we split it, where we figured out is if it's a makom patur to a makom chiyuv, you always put it on the right side going in. If it's an outer room to an inner room, you always put it on the right side going into the inner room. If they're both chayiv and there's no outer room or inner room, so then you go basar ikur tashmisha, which is more important, which is more chashuv to the house. If they're both important and they're both central, then you go how rov hilucho, how most people walk. Listen. Most people walk the way they want to walk. There is no way to really know if which one's more important. And the truth is, they're both basically equal. We walk. Some people like to walk this way. Some people like to walk this way. There's no really rov hilucho. Then the Gemara says the way most of the posts come. Then the Gemara says, okay, which way does the door go? Which way does the door go? Which way does the door? The door goes in. That's called Knesa. The door comes out. That's called Yitzia. Those are the five rules in determining almost 99% of the cases of which side of the door your mezuzah should go. That's the way we work. We go makom patur to makom chiyuv, outer to inner, ikur tashmisha, rov hilucho, the way most people walk, heker tzir, the direction in which the door opens. I ask you a question. Let's say you have none of them. They're both central rooms. They're both used equally. The flow is the same. And there's no door. Or there's a swinging door. There's a sliding door. Then what do you do? Someone came to Rav Moshe. And asked Rav Moshe. He says, I have no way to determine where to put the mezuzah. Rav Moshe said to him, you know what? Come back in 2 months. Come back in 2 months and ask me then. So the guy assumed that Rav Moshe had to figure out the answer. So he came to Rav Moshe 2 months later. Rav Moshe said, did you figure it out? He goes, well, what have you been doing for the last 2 months? He goes, I've been putting it on this side. He goes, go keep it there. Now, the reason why he said that, Rav Moshe, there's actually three positions of what the halacha is when you have no factor. You have no factor, no way to figure out which way to put it on. There's three positions. One is, maybe four positions. Some say put it on both sides. Some say you put it any side you want, which is the way we passed it. And Rav Moshe held, you don't put up a mezuzah.
Say that again.
You don't put up a mezuzah. Rav Moshe held, the Torah requires a mezuzah put up in an area where you can determine which way is the bia, which way is the kenisa. If you can't determine which way is the kenisa, then there's no mezuzah. So Rav Moshe didn't want to tell him that psak. He didn't, you know, most people don't hold like that. He goes, come back in 2 months. When he came back, he goes, good, that's what you should continue to do. Whichever way you want, then that's fine. Rav Moshe held that way. So that's basically, so I was thinking this. Now, by the way, it's interesting.
Huh?
Fourth what? No. Three options. Both, anyone you want, and nothing. Yeah. It's not an option. We don't hold like that, but it's a sheet. There is such a sheet. You put it on both sides. Any questions till now?
So in your house,
yes.
From your kitchen,
yeah.
To your dining room, right side. From your living room.
Why'd you say right side?
Because that's how you walk into your room.
But first you'd have to figure out But first, the first question is, which is your ikar tashmish? Which is the area that's used the most? If you can't figure that out, then flow.
And then from your living room to your dining room, right side? Because you're walking into
the... Fine, okay.
Is that what you have?
From living room to dining room...
Right side?
From living room to dining room, I have on the right side. I have on the right side from living room to dining room.
From your kitchen to dining room?
Kitchen to dining room, I have no mezuzah because I have no mashkof. If you don't have two sides and a top, then you don't have a mezuzah. We have to discuss a backyard. We didn't discuss a backyard yet. But we have just
a very good question. Can you have two main entrances into one room?
You can. Yeah, you can. Yeah. I think so. In other words, I go this way. Rov Tashmish is in the dining room.
Right.
So from my living room, I'll go right into the dining room. And from my kitchen, I'll go right into the dining room. They're both entrances into the dining room. Yes, you can. That's correct. It doesn't have to be that. As a matter of fact, you can have three entrances into a room. You can have five entrances into a room. If that's the ikar tashmish and everything else is essential and it's not an inner room, right, then you can go five ways into the ikar room, which is the five steps. Now, by the way, it's interesting. There is a machlokas. I told you how we pass them, but there is a machlokas between what we have. We set up the criteria. We have to literally go through the checklist. But there is a machlokas whether the inner room or the ikar room comes first. In other words, let's say you have an inner room, you have an inner room, but at the same time, it's not an ikar room. Give an example. Our kitchen goes down to our basement, right? The basement's not ikar tashmish. Upstairs is where we spend most of our time. The basement is where we play ping pong once in a while, right? Did I tell you I was in Sears because we were looking for a ping pong table. So I remember years ago going to Sears to buy some tools. I remember they had ping pong tables. So I said, let's go to Sears to buy a ping pong table. So I went to Sears to buy a ping pong table, and there were no more ping pong tables. So I asked the woman who worked there, well, I was with my kids, two of my kids. I said, you used to sell ping pong tables there. You know, you don't sell ping pong tables anymore? She said, no, maybe in the other store. So this guy, a non-Jewish guy I never met in my whole life, his name is Edgar, I learned. He says, oh, you need a ping pong table? I said, you're selling a ping pong table? He goes, no, you could take one for free. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'm moving, and I'm literally tomorrow, and in my garage is a ping pong table. I said, that's fantastic. When can we come? It was Friday. So he says, come Friday, come Saturday. I said, when are you moving? Monday. I said, can I come Sunday? He said, yeah. So that whole Shabbos, we were figuring out whether we should go and actually take the ping pong table, or if this was like some type of terrorist attack. We were going to go in. No, we were going to go in. You'd never see me again, you know? died, you know, looking for ping pong table, you know, killed looking for ping pong. So anyway, we came to his house, very nice guy, and I'm like walking with my face to him the whole time. You know, like, okay, where's the ping pong table? You know, like making sure. One of my kids didn't come. He was saying tell them. And it's true. But anyway, we got a ping pong table. Every time we play ping pong in the basement, we thank Edgar. It was very, very nice. So we go downstairs. So we have a door go down to the basement. We have a door. But remember, which way the door swings is the last criteria. It's the last factor. That's if everything's equal and no nothing. But there's a machlokas whether the inner room or the ikkar room takes precedence. So let's imagine, this is my shaila. I was looking up, I was figuring out which side of the door should I put my mezuzah on. So I'm going down to the basement. I say, one second. The ikkar room is what is the kitchen. So I should put it on the right side of the door going up from the basement into the kitchen, because you're going from the tuffel, from the not so important to the more important rooms. You put it on the right side going up. On the other hand, the basement is what? Is the inner. So you put it on the right side going down. So we paskin the inner takes precedence. So you put it on the right side going down. Right side going down. On the other hand, the garage into the house, you can think the garage into the house, the garage is... Is that even inner? It's not inner because you can leave through the garage. You can leave through the garage. But that doesn't really matter because the garage really... It's a makom chiyuv. So certainly going from the outside into the garage, from the outside into the garage, so you put it on the right side because that's going from the outside to the inside and that's going from makom torah to makom chiyuv. But now you have another door from the garage into your house. So which side does that go on?
But you're always going into the house.
Exactly. So since you're going into the house... When you're not in the house yet, and you're going into the house, then it sounds like it's pretty clear you put it on the right side going into the house. Going into the house. Huh? We're going to discuss back decks, you mean. Deck. Yeah, the deck. Exactly, we'll discuss that. Well, the very important question. Any questions at all with regards to these criteria that we set up with regards to where you should put your mezuzah in the house? You hear the five criteria? And actually, if you take a look...
Do you have a sliding door, you just jump over that criteria?
Yes. No, that's it. You don't have it. Usually you'll be able to answer with one of the earlier criteria. But if you've gotten to that point and you have a sliding door, then you come to the machlokas two, either way, anyone you want, or no mezuzah at all. And we paskin any way you want. I want to show you, if you take a look at the third maramakom on the second side, just in terms of, go back one for a moment on the first side, the bottom line. Chai Adam explains, even though the Gemara never said this, as Linen Basar Heker Tzir, Hainul also bayis shahadelas niftach letocho, hu ha bayis veosim biyimin haknisa shalom. That's what we said. The Gemara didn't say, but the Chai Adam explains, again, it's based on the Mordechai, that Heker Tzir means the door in which the door, the room in which the door opens up to. Take a look at the third Maramak. I'm just reviewing inside the criteria that we just mentioned. Mikdash Ma'at writes, Avshahachrai de Heker Tzir. Even though the determining factor is the direction in which the door moves, Mikom Mokom, Iker Ha'achra. That's only after you've went through the first criteria. Iker Ha'achra, hu ha'idei ha'shimish b'chadir, b'knisasan. That's, of course, the Iker, where you generally use the rooms. And then, by the way, you have to figure out, you sleep in one room, you rest in one room, you relax in one room, you eat in another room. What's called ikar shimush? Is it the eating? Because maybe the halacha can determine it. What's called the ikar tashmish of the bayis? Is it the lina? Is it the achila? Is it the amount of time? Good, so these are the factors that we have to take into consideration. I mapped it out, lina halacha, one, the cheder hapnimi. You take a look at the right in the middle of the page. The inner room. First of all, the first thing is outside to inside. I didn't even mention that. The inner room. Then two, rov haknisos, the flow of the house. Three, the ikar hashimush. Now here, I flipped it. I said first the flow and then the ikar hashimush. And there's others that say it's where you, first it's the ikar hashimush and then the flow of how you generally walk. So that's a discussion. If you have a shiloh, we can talk about it. And the fourth one is the Heker Tzir. So now the shiloh is, okay, so we have almost the whole house is pretty much determined. Yes?
When you talk about walking closets, what are the terms of walking closets? I mean, how far
good.
Do you have to walk?
door. Right, I think...
Sometimes you just walk in, but is that...
I think it's quite a simple determination. 4x4 amos. 4x4. If a room is 4x4 amos, it's chayv and mezuzah. 4x4 amos. Now, not every room that's 4x4, but you have a four. We can have a bathroom that's 4x4 amos, not chayv and mezuzah, it's not a makom chashuv. But if you have something that you use, where you use to get dressed, you hang things up, you keep your stuff there, you're going in and out, so that's chayv and mezuzah, so long as it's 4x4 amos. Not 4x4 amos, let's say you have a walking pantry, it's chayv and mezuzah, if it's 4x4 amos. Sometimes you have a pantry, it's not 4x4 amos. You know, you can walk in, but it's not by 4x4 amos. So listen to this. If you have a pantry, if you have a walk-in closet, it's 4x4 amos. So then, it's chayv and mezuzah. So where should you put the mezuzah? Where do you put the mezuzah? It's a walk-in closet. You're not leaving through the walk-in closet. As you're walking in, to the right side, it's an inner room. Inner room, you always put it on the right side as you're walking in. Let's say it's less than 4x4 amos. Where should you put the mezuzah? You don't? Or maybe you do. I would have thought you don't. It's not chayv. But on the other hand, you could say, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, of course you do. Of course you put up a mezuzah. Where? Not walking in, walking out. You're going from makom patur to makom chayv. It's no different than going outside to inside. When you go from outside to inside, why are you putting up a mezuzah? You're outside your chayv. You have it inside your pata, you have it inside your chayv. So if you're in a walking closet that's less than 4x4 amos, so you don't put a mezuzah going in because it's not chayv a mezuzah. But the room that you're coming from, your bedroom, or your kitchen that goes into the pantry is chayv and mezuzah. So you have to put a mezuzah from the makom door walking into the makom chayv. So you put it on the right side going into the big room, not the right side going into the small room. Yes, bro.
That's already covered by another mezuzah as you come into the room, to that main room.
That's interesting. That's a good question. That's a good point. What do you need that for? That's, if it's not chayv and mezuzah, it's just a part of the bigger room. It's a part of the bigger room. Good question. It's a good question. I'm not sure if everyone agrees with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Maybe it's for that reason. Right? As a matter of fact, it could be. Rabbi Akiva Eiger to me always made so much sense. But I know not everyone holds like that. And I'm wondering, like, why not? That's probably why. Because the smaller room is subsumed under the chiv of the bigger room. The bigger room already has a mezuzah. So if you have a big room that's chayv mezuzah, and you put a mezuzah in that room, you have a smaller room that's just. An ante room so that's part of the bigger room. That's why they hold there. That's probably why they hold there. You don't have to put up a mezuzah there. Generally, I think we hold that you do. I'm not sure. I think we hold that you do, but I could be wrong. But that's what some people do. Some people definitely have a mezuzah going from the walk-in closet, from the coat closet, which is not so big, from the coat closet, coming out of the coat closet into the main hallway, into the main room. Yes, Danny.
What's makom
chashuv? Most places it doesn't have to be makom chashuv. I didn't mean to say it like that. If it's a makom, it's a place where like a bathroom where you're not dressed and you're going to the bathroom. That's a place that's a makom bezayon. Again, it's natural. I'm not trying to. You understand? That's about, so therefore, that's where you don't put a mezuzah. Every other place you do. You have, if it's a barn, you don't. If you have a barn and there's animals are you know. So then you don't. Then you wouldn't put up a mezuzah. I don't think there.
For example, in the house, is if the toilet is in a separate room from where the shower and the bathtub and the dressing area is. Would the dressing area and
I'm not sure.
Because the toilet is in the
right, I'm not sure.
What's the question?
Right, the showering I would think is not. A merchatz is not. Once you're showering there, I think that you're not chayv in mezuzah there. I think you're not chayv in mezuzah. Someone was asking Rabbi Brookhammer last week, was saying, in Muncie, went to a hall, and the bathroom, there was a bathroom, and then you came out of the bathroom, there was an area where you washed your hands. I said, that? You're washing your hands. That's fine. You have to put a mezuzah. So you put a mezuzah going into that room. You don't put a mezuzah going from that room into the bathroom. But if once there's a shower, I think a merchatz, that's already considered a merchatz, I think that's not chayv mezuzah. But if in your walk-in closet, in your bedroom, so you get undressed, everybody gets undressed, so then you're still chayv mezuzah. That's not called. But a shower already, I think, is on another level. Yeah. It's about 6x6 feet. 6.5 feet by 6.5 feet. I think it has to be square in this context. I don't remember. No, not, but put it this way. It doesn't have to be square. It could be a circle. It could be a rectangle. But if it's If it's 1 foot by 12 feet, or I think, you know, you have to have at least 4 feet in the width and 4 feet in the length. That's what I think. In other words, you can't have 2 feet by, it's not the area of 16 feet. It's about 16 feet. It's about 16. You take a measuring and that's it. You see if it's 16 feet. But again, even if it's less than, if Akiva Eger holds, that you would put a mezuzah going from the Makom Patur, from the small closet, into the main room. Maybe Baruch is right. Maybe we can disagree and say that you wouldn't, and that's probably the reason for the post. We would disagree with Akiva Eger.
Can you just say that it's not 4x4 is not a room? So, since it's not a room,
yeah. But again, you're as you walk into your house, the outside's also not a room. Why are you putting a mezuzah as you're going into your house? So you're not putting a mezuzah on that room. You're putting a mezuzah. When you walk into your small closet, you're not putting a mezuzah in that room. That room is not chayv mezuzah. If it was chayv mezuzah, you put a mezuzah on the right side.
No, but you never left the room. When you walk into the closet, someone
can left you. That's a baruch hasay. That's a baruch hasay. That's what he said. It's not a room. Halacha is not a room, so it's part of the bigger room. You don't have to say. You know, you have sometimes you go to a school. School has an emergency exit. It's not. You're not supposed to go in. You don't go in through that door. You only leave that door. You're not chayv mezuzah. You can open up the doors and come in. It's not meant for coming in. It's not a knisa liyitzir. You're not chayv mezuzah. I don't know. If you look at the schools, I wonder if they have mezuzahs. A lot of emergency exits. We have an emergency exit, but everybody uses it. So that's not, people go in through it, people come out through it. If you have the key, you have a key, or maybe if you have a parking spot, who knows, you know, by definition, you need to have a room that's meant for Knesset Yitzhak. We said before, if you have a closet that you don't walk into, it's not, you can't even walk into. So then you're not chayv. And if you have a room that you can walk into, but you don't, it happens in the businesses, they always have it. This door is only meant to go out. It's not the moment you leave, the door locks, you're not coming back in. I mean, you can have a key, open it up, but that's not generally the way it's used. You're not chayv a mezuzah. You need to have a knisa, the yitzia, and the mezuzah is always b'derech ha-knisa. This is all b'derech ha-knisa. Any questions besides backyards? In other words, I never heard it. That's interesting. In other words, going into the bathroom, the bathroom's not chayv, you don't put a mezuzah there. So why don't you put a mezuzah from the bathroom into the bedroom? The answer is you don't. No, but it's the same question. Same question. Right? The bedroom is chayv mezuzah. The bathroom's not. So forget about the bathroom. You don't put a mezuzah on the bathroom going in, because the bathroom's not chayv. But if you put a mezuzah on the coming out of the bathroom, the answer is we don't. On the door going into the bathroom, we don't put a mezuzah going in or going out. Because that's not just a question of being a makom patur like Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's a question of a makom bazui, so therefore we don't put the mezuzah on that door b'chol. So that answers the question going into the walk-in closet. Doesn't matter. That's no different than from the bathroom into your bedroom. But you know, why not put the, you don't put a mezuzah going into the bathroom. But why not put a mezuzah going from the bathroom into the bedroom? The same way we just said, according to Rabbi Eger, you put a mezuzah from the walk-in closet, if it's small, into the big room. So according to Baruch, for sure not, because the bathroom, it's all part of the bigger room, and if it's not chayv, it's not chayv. But if you hold it, you do put it on, so then why not put a mezuzah from the bathroom into the bedroom? The answer is we don't. It's not the way we put on that door, we don't put a mezuzah. Let's discuss next week. I have to go to Queens now. Let's discuss, Mitzvah Shem, we'll discuss backyards, and then we'll get into more specifics about halachas of different halachas of mezuzah, rentals, and things such.